Continuing with Tefillah, we finished Asher Yotzar. We're going to go to Elaikai, Neshama Shenasat Abitahirihi. Some people have the minhag to say it immediately after Asher Yotzar, some say it after Birchas HaTorah. A last word that we said over from Asher Yotzar, we discussed the intertwining of the guf and the neshama. The bracha of Asher Yotzar, we talk a lot about the guf. And now, like neshama shenasati b'tahiri, we discuss the neshama. So first we'll just go through Elikai neshama, we'll just read the word and translate it, and then we'll go a little bit more into depth of what it is we're saying. Elikai, my God, neshama shenasati bi, the neshama, the soul that you gave be, you placed be within me, tahiri, it's pure. Notice I said Elikai, kama, neshama shenasati bi tahiri. Abu Jaham and many others say you're not allowed to say, it's a terrible thing, a terrible avla to say Elikai neshama. If you said it in one shot, Elikai neshama, it sounds like you're saying that my neshama is my God. My neshama is not my God. It's Elikai, my God, neshama shenasatibi. The neshama that you, my God, the Rebbein Neshama, placed within me, tahiri, is pure. Ata varasa, you created me. Ata yitzarta, you fashioned me. We explain the difference between bria and yitzira. Bria is a creation from something new. Yitzira is something that was there already, but it was placed into a form. You have something there, and now you move things around to make it in its right place, and now it's ready. Ata mefachtabi, you breathed into me. Ata meshamer bekirbi, and you safeguarded bekirbi within me. The Ata Asad Litla Mimani, and in the future you will ultimately take it from me. Ulahazira bi la asad lavoi, and you will restore it to me in the future, la asad lavoi. Kol zman shenashama mibkirbi, all the time that the neshama is within me, moidani lefonecha, I give thanks to you, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, Elokei Avosai, and the God of my forefathers, Rebbein Kol Amasim, the master of all maisim, works, creation, Adonin Kol HaNeshamos, the Adonin, the master, the Lord, Kol HaNeshamos, over all the neshamas. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, Hamachzeh Neshamos Garmezim, who returns, who restores Neshamos, Lefgar Mason. Lefgar is like a carcass. Lefgar Mason, you return to that which was dead, you return it. We're talking about Chiyas HaMason Pashtas. It's a fascinating Gemara in Nida, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. What is a Neshama? Let's try to get a little bit. We're saying Elikai. We say, my God, Neshama Shenasatabi, the Neshama that you placed within me. What is this Neshama that the Baruch Hashem placed within us? The Gemara says like this: Darish Rab Simloi. Rab Simloi was Darish. L'mavla deyme me'imoi, to what a child is compared to while he's in the womb of his mother. L'pinkas shemekupo l'muchach, it can be compared to a notebook, a ledger that is folded and laid down. Yodav ashtetzdov, its two hands rest on its two temples. Shnei atzila v'shnei arkuvoisav, its two armpits on its two ankles. Shnei akava v'shnei arkuvoisav, its two heels rest against its behind. V'roishe munach leibein birkav, and its head lies between its knees. Upiv sasum, its mouth is closed. V'tabure pasuach, and its navel is open. We discussed in Asher Yotzar, according to many Mefarshim, a reference to this Gemara, that if it were the opposite, that if the navel were to be closed and the mouth open in the mother's womb, the baby would die, the fetus would die immediately. And he eats from what his mother eats, and it doesn't bring out excrement. It says, you know, the number one, yes, but not number two, it discusses. Shema Yaragis Imai, perhaps he will kill his mother. V'chiven sheyotzel aver oilam, when once he comes into to this world, into the airspace of this world, niftach hasosam v'niftach hapesuach, nistan hapesuach, the Baruch Shalom makes it immediately, that which was closed, which was the mouth, and the navel which was open, switches around. Shemolekin eni yachal luchis afilu sho'achas. This is where they get to the interesting part. We talk about the neshama. Bryce says, "V'ner doluk loy al roshay." There is a ner, talking about this fetus in the mother's womb. There is a ner, a lamp that is lit al roshay above his head. V'tzayfeu mabit, and with this light of this ner, he's able to see misayf. He's able to peer mabit to peer. Misayfa oilam atsayfa, from one end of the world to the other. Shenema brahli nere aliroshi la ore ele choshech. Va'al, the brahli adds, va'al tisma, don't be surprised. She odim yashin kan, for no person can sleep here. He could be somewhere here, referring to a bubble, that's what they're talking about. Va'ayach aloim ba'aspamya, and he sees there's a dream in aspamya, what's happening in aspamya. He says it's like a chaloim. Gemara says a little bit further. We're going to skip a little bit. And the child does not leave the womb before he makes a shvuah. What's the shvuah? And what shvuah does this unborn child take? You should become a tzaddik and you should not become a rasha. And even, I never had this problem, but even if the whole world, the entire world says to you, you are a tzaddik, you're a righteous person, you should see yourself like a Rasha. Farshim explained, doesn't mean you should actually think of yourself as a Rasha, because the Yetzer Hara often tries to get us to think, oh, we're a Rasha, there's no point in doing mitzvahs, we're wicked, it doesn't matter, whatever we do is not going to help, we're so bad. That's the Yetzer Hara talking about. He means that the Gemara means you shouldn't become a Baal Gaiva, you shouldn't say, oh, I'm a big tzaddik, I've accomplished what I need to, I'm done, but rather you have to always be working on yourself to stay where you are. V'heve yedeya sh'akadosh baruch hu tor. And you have to be aware that the Baruch Shalom is Torah. U'mishar sav Tahirim, and those who serve him are Torah. U'neshama shenasan b'cha Tahirihi, and the neshama, we just said, neshama shenasata be Tahirihi, the neshama the Baruch Shalom gives us, is pure. Im atta mishamar b'tayir mutav. If throughout your time in this life, in this world, you mishamar, you watch it, you guard it, b'tayir, in purity, mutav. Very good. And if not, I'm going to take it from you. The Ben Yehuda says, "V'ner derlek al roshay, remez l'neshama." This ner is a remez to the neshama. Shenikras ner, ene sheichenes bekirboi, kishu bebet nimoi. Eloi medes al roshay. When a person, a fetus, is in his mother's womb, the neshama is not within him. The neshama, the ner, which represents the neshama, is above his head. It's not in him. And it illuminates for him. Ki neshama zuhi ma'or. This is what is able to keep someone enlightened. Makish emenes amayel mirayish v'ayim mishayim amari rashbi. Rishim meyokhay. Malam demayse kal ta'ira. The Gemara says further that the malach teaches the child the entire Torah, even after he gets hit. Why? Everyone taught this, that we learned in mother's womb. You learn kol Torah kula. What's the point? Before you come out, you forget everything. He says it because to that toxic hakadusha, because you have to be machzik, you have to strengthen the kadusha within a person, koidim sheyachzik yetzer, before the yetzer gets hold of you. This is people are familiar with people light a light, a candle, zeich nishmas, and people have a minig on Yom Kippur to light even for the living. This light that we're lighting represents the neshama, the purest part, the neshama that we have. When we come out of the mother's womb, all of a sudden the neshama gets thrown into the guf. It's a medrash. The end of the very end of V'zayis HaBrocha, Medrash Rabbah. He says, Hafaldig, about the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says like this. At that time, before the Medrash spoke about that this was the time when it was time for Moshe Rabbeinu to come up to Shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom called out to the neshama from within Moshe's guf, Amallah. And the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Biti, my daughter, Mayev Esim Shonek Saftich, Hayosef Begufoy Shal Moshe, Akshav Higia Kitzeh Lotzeis, 120 years you were within the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's time to come back home, time to come out. Tii al ta'achri, come quickly, don't delay. Amru l'fanu Rebbeinu Shalom. The neshama answered. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama answered. This is a Medrash Rabbah. This is not a Zohar. This is a Medrash Rabbah. Amru l'fanu Rebbeinu Shalom. Yedas ani. She'ata elekai kol aruches v'chol nefashos. I know that you are the God of all the ruches and all the nefashos. Nefesh achayim v'hameisim misurim b'yotcha. The nefesh of the living and the not living, they're all over given over in your hands. V'ata barasani, and you created me. V'ata yitzartani, and you formed me. V'ata nesartani begufo shel Moshe, maybe as a mishana, and you put me in, you placed me within the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu for 120 years. V'achshav, yish guf Torah bo'olam, yosim yigufo shel Moshe shel nir b'ruach tzurucham v'olam l'rima v'seleya. He says that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is so pure and holy after 120 years. He says, he's basically going to say is that, I don't want to leave. There was never a putrid smell, a ruach, forever. There were no vermin or worms. Therefore I love him, the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu, and I don't want to leave him. I want to stick around. I'm happy here. I found a new home. You're right, the Rebbeinu Shalom. You sent me here. You created the world and I'm happy here. I'd like to stay. Leave. Don't delay. And I'm going to elevate you to the Shemei HaShemayim, all to the loftiest, to the heights, the Shemayim HaYoinim. And I will place you under the Kisei HaKavod, my Kisei HaKavod. It's a Kruvim, near the Kruvim, the Srafim, next to all the Kruvim, the Srafim, different types of Malachim. You're going to be right with them. Shema answered. Amr Lefana, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Me'etzer Shkenasim Mar, Me'odu Shnei Malachim Uzi V'Iziel. The Master, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. From beside your Shechina, from on high, there's two Malachim, Uz and Uziel, that came to below, and they coveted the daughters of the land and corrupted the way upon the earth, until you suspended them between the earth and the heaven. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he left his wife, you know the whole Maaseh with Tzipora, Miriam ended up saying Lashon Hara, but he says Moshe is so pure, there's nothing in the world as pure as Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore I beg of you, leave me Moshe Rabbeinu's guf. At that time, that was the end of the conversation. Enough. You're talking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're talking about the Neshama. Noshkoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'notol l'shmasi v'neshika peh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave him a kiss, and he took his Neshama with the Neshika's peh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol boicha, and kaviyachol the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was crying. Mi yakum li mireim, mi yisatelim po'y 11. Who's gonna rise up against Mireim, those who do evil against me? Who's gonna meet Yisrael and Pelayov, and who's gonna go against the doers of Averis? There'll be no one like Moshe ever again. The heavens cried, everyone cried. Medrash ends, Zeicha Tzadik Levracha v'Nishmasi L'Chayim Ba. Ezechel Tzadik Levracha, and his neshama is L'Chayim Haba, is destined for the world to come. Quite a half-legged medrash talks about this neshama. What's going on over here? What's the neshama? The neshama, what are we supposed to do with the neshama? Moshe Rabbeinu got it to the highest level. Says in the Ruach Chaim from Chaim Velozhin in the Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. V'hine yedua ma shekasu b'soy Perek Acholitz u'bamezish kol ha-neviyim nistaklu b'espaklariu she'enim iru. All of neviyim that had nevuah, they saw a vision that was not clear. They had to understand it. They had to interpret it. It was not clear. It brought down its some sefer. It's a merdi some sefer. He says Avram Avinu had 10 tests, 10 nisyonos. According to most, his last nisayon, according to most, his greatest nisayon was Akedas Yitzchak. In fact, the some sefer doesn't understand. Avram Avinu came from nothing. He was nothing. He came from Terach. He was a nobody. By the time that Kedas Yitzchak came, Avraham Avinu had passed Machlokes either 8 or 9 tests. Every test that he passed, it came out with flying colors. It was right. You have a stockbroker, Kaviyochel, and he tells you, buy this, and you buy it, and it goes up, and you make $1 million. And then he tells you again, buy it again, you make $10 million. And he tells you a third time, buy it again, you make $100 million. And he tells you again, by the ninth time, he's already got the chazaka, you're like, okay, whatever this is, if not for God, I have not. Avraham Avinu was 90, was 100 years old. He had a child. It was not normal then. He said, there was a bracha shein kamayu. Not normal. How did he have it? God said, you're going to have it in a year. God sent down Malachim, you're going to have it in a year. Avraham Avinu was the most powerful person in the world. He had a child at 100 years old. Okay, so God told him, 137 years old, God said, Shech Yisrael. For us, it would be in the Soyin Zicha. But Avraham Avinu, who saw God with him in every step of his way, he's now 137 years old, has everything that he has is directly from God, and he saw it. You know, we have, unfortunately, we could say we have an excuse. We have to see the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it's harder for us to see the Rebbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom came to visit him. Rebbeinu Shalom came to visit him after Bris Milah. So he shafted the son. Okay. Some sefer doesn't see what the big nisayon is for Avraham Avinu. Not for somebody else, but for Avraham Avinu. Some sefer says, you know what the nisayon was? The nisayon was is that even Avraham Avinu did not see a clear vision. When he had an avuah, how was he told to take a Yitzchak and Shechtim? He was told through Nevuah. Nevuah, even Avraham Avinu had it was not a clear vision. Which means is that he didn't see a clear picture and was told directly, Avraham Avinu go Shecht Yitzchak. He was shown in a vision, and you have to interpret the vision. The Nisayon was Avraham Avinu going to say, I'm interpreting the vision that I should go Shecht my son. But I don't want to go Shecht my son. Doesn't make sense. How could it be that I should shech my son when the Rebbeinu Shalom said, "Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lachazara," that I'm going to have my descendants, my name, the name of Klal Yisrael is going to come through Yitzchak. Now he's telling me to shech him. Yitzchak has no children at this point. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he could have reinterpreted the dream, not the dream, the Nevuah, to say, God couldn't have meant that. And so, no, Avraham Avinu was true to himself. He understood what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, he saw the Nevuah, and he didn't try to switch it out. Just to bring you, even Avraham Avinu, the great Avraham Avinu, did not see Esther Klayim Ir. Some sefer says that part. I'm quoting from the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, many of the previous sources say that Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one that saw this time of year. That what I just said about Avraham Avinu's test, that's a some sefer. Moshe nistakel bistaklayam ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw in a vision that was clear. There were no questions. He was shown a pure vision. Kam amru shchinim in that barish mitei greinish of Moshe. The shchinim actually spoke from the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubezayar, and it says in the Zayar, Avraham, sick time of Begavei. Then when it says a double lashon of a person's name, it shows tremendous chibah. Avraham, Moshe. But Zok the Zayar, what's the difference between Moshe and all the other ones that says it twice? He says it in the trop. If you look in the trop, it says Avraham, there's a trop that says stop, Avraham. There's a psik timing. There's a psik in the timing, in the truck. Moshe, Leipzig time begave. When it says Moshe, there's no, in the truck, there's no separation. It's a direct Moshe, not Avram, Tama, Avram, but rather Moshe. Ayin nefesh ha'chaim. Asher b'zem rumiz lanu inyan madregis Moshe eichayse yoysin na'alim madregis Avraham Avinu. His level madregis was much greater than Avraham Avinu. K'moshe kosev gadol mashanem b'moshe mashanem b'Avraham. It's greater what it says by Moshe than what it says by Avraham. V'ilu b'Avraham k'siv. Avraham said anoichi ofer ve'efer. He says, I'm off of Ephraim, I'm dust, I'm ashes. V'ilu b'Moshe k'siv, what does Moshe say? V'nachan u'ma, what am I? We're nothing, nothing. It is through this that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher that the Torah was given through him directly. Avraham Avinu was on a tremendous madrega, anoichi ofer ve'efer. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to be the giver of that the Rebbeinu gave the Torah through him, because Moshe Rabbeinu was nachan u'ma, nothing. This is going back to what we were talking about, that a person should always see himself as a Rasha, the Gemara says. What does it mean a person should always see himself as a Rasha? You should remain an Anov. The Anivus is the greatest Madrega that anyone can achieve. To be a Gadol, to be a huge Tzaddik, you should be a Tzaddik. But you should be always see yourself as a Rasha, not a Rasha again, as we said. Not physically, really a Rasha, but you should see yourself as an Anov, that you're not important, and I'm not, oh, I'm a Tzaddik, I'm good to go. I've achieved my level, but Moshe Rabbeinu always saw himself on the lowest level. V'nachan u'ma, I'm mamish nothing. What does that mean, v'nachan u'ma? Moshe Rabbeinu connected his neshama with his guf. As one, by making himself nothing, by making himself v'nachan u'ma, his guf and neshama were one. His guf wasn't there. That's why his neshama didn't want to leave him. That's why he was echad to the Torah, because he reached this tremendous madrega. What the Medrash is talking about, that the Gemara is talking about, that he's v'nachan u'ma. That's the goal. None of us, Avraham Avinu himself couldn't get to that level. Avraham Avinu was in tremendous level. It says that when a person gets older, we know, we see that Yitzchak, the Ritzvah talks about it, that Yitzchak, his eyes got weak. And we know that it says, oh, when a person gets older, you know, his the more you learn Torah, it's Matesh's Koich. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't see that. Why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was not a guf with the neshama, two separate entities. It was one entity, it was all neshama. He took his guf and made it into complete neshama. It says the same is said in the Sfasemes, in numerous places. He says like this, neshama shenasati b'tahirihi. Inyan HaMishkan Rabbi Samidish Nimsa B'chol Ish Yisrael Gamkin. We find this in the Inyan of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Inyan V'shachanti B'seichom. That it should rest within them, within you. Ukfi Mashem Avara Adam Esa Ki Chol Hachiyas Me Anashama Sha'omim Kol Yoyim Anashama Shanasati V'tahiri V'ayin Sheish Nekuda Echa Tahiri B'chol Ish Yisrael Rak Shehoyin Nisteris V'gnuza B'emes. Person says, like, hi, my God, neshama shenasati bi, the neshama that you gave me, tahirihi, it's tar. So someone means tahirihi when you gave it to me, not now, unfortunately. And then the neshama is living within us for X amount of years, and unfortunately it's not so pure anymore, we did a chaton. He says that no, there's a place in the neshama that's hidden away, that's completely pure, we're talking about that. This was the reason why there was a Mishkan. The Teresa Mincha talks about this, the Talmud of the Rajba. What was the point in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, was that Klal Yisrael would see the Hashoras HaShchina. There was the tremendous nisim that happened every day, so they should see it. V'atah shamishkan nigna, that the Mishkan was hidden away, mikol makom yachal yis nimtzai lechibush b'neiris. He says through neiris, these neiris that we're talking about, to look at the neiris and remember that that represents our neshama. U'pirish neiris ha-mitzvahs, he says neiris ha-mitzvahs. V'haynu kishim ha-chavshin b'chol lei b'nevash ha-sa mitzvah b'chol ha-chiyis. When a person has a desire with all of his heart and the soul to do mitzvahs with all his chiyis, shener hu nefesh ruach. The ner represents this candle, this lamp, represents nefesh ruach. V'gam kim ma'chei varim ha-oysin ha-mitzvah b'zachilu rechimu shenema shegis his ner. By a person doing this, he can come to the same madrega of a Mishkan. And we said numerous times, it says, Kiner mitzvah v'teira ur. The Torah, he says, he talks about the ner referring to mitzvahs, but we say even greater. Ner is a mitzvah, a lamp, a candle, and only has X amount of time to be lit. It could be a 5-hour candle, a 20-hour candle, a 3-day candle, 7-day candle. It's eventually going to go out. No matter how big the candle is. But light, we're talking about the light, Sh'or HaGonuz, that's eternal. That's everlasting. Ki ner mitzvah. The ner, mitzvah is ner. Torah is everlasting, even greater than mitzvahs. Dr. Svasemis. Ki in the Shama Tahira, the Ikira Tumma Machalaka Guf, the Tumma is from the Guf. That's why we're Shama called Mason. Me'achasha ain't Han the Shama Me'ira Behem. Because you know why we're Shama called the Mason, they're called dead when they're alive in this world? Because the Neshama is what's like this candle, this Neshama that represents the Nair. The Nair represents the Neshama. It will illuminate, you're talking about Tahira Mitzvahs. If you don't, then your shama is dead. You're like a dead person. V'gam k'she'od m'chaytim n'shalakas m'chaytim n'shama tahayru. His n'shama tahayru, he says, leaves. Ki lo yishayel l'sham m'gachet. Doesn't want to be in a place where this, he doesn't want to touch chet. Yesh l'chol ish yishol beiz mine iris. There's two types of iris. Echol ma'shanitim b'ar nekud epnim is kodesh l'ashem. V'oy chen is me'el av m'mal ha'ar al yoyna l'mayla me'asigasay. There's two different. We've spoken about it by the Asher Yotzar. There's everything that corresponds down here, corresponds upstairs. There's the neshama, there's the light that we're given down here, there's the neshama upstairs. We have no shaykhus understanding the light from upstairs, but the light down here is what's guiding us to do mitzvahs. And he says is that when it says, Tahayra, she'enim mikabelas tuma, that the neshama cannot be mikabel tuma, v'yipach nishmas chayim, and the neshama shalish yishol hu b'chid at Tahayra, dvar Hashem, v'yish l'chol neshama chelik b'tahayra, or b'oise ben akuda, hu b'chid at nishmas chayim shaboy, v'enim mikabelas tuma. He says is that we explain once. We say in a Havas Olam, a Havas Rabba, a Havas Rabba. We say is we say in Chalkenu b'sayir asecha. We ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to give us our chelik. Each and every year it has its own chelik in Torah. One chelik that no one else has. A person's guf is nothing more than a clothing for the inners, for the neshama. And he has to be mevatel, like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to be mevatel your guf to the pnimius. If someone gets to this level and understands it, that's where he's going to get the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give him tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Hashem Yisrael knows Mechol Ishishol Kedusha V'tayir V'yishmai Kechol HaTzorach Loi V'rach Shetzorach Adon Lohoitzi Mikoyach Lapoi. You have to bring it out. V'zeh Yergati Matzasi Tamen Pirish Matzasi B'seich HaGuf Adon. What was found with it, when it says Yergati Matzasi Tamen, someone says that I worked in it, I found it. He's talking about the Neshama. Mace who avia vaysatama, a dead, what we call a deceased, is the avia vaysatama, but chol zem mitzad a guf sh'omid l'misa, that's only reference to the guf. And a shoma ksib bava yibach ba'ap bava chayim, nishmas chayim, u'shev ish kol an a shomet b'chiyuv chayim, imcha mekor chayim, v'chol atari mikoyach an a shoma. Everything that comes from the neshama. Meridig, meridig, anaf Yosef. He says like this. The nearest and the shamas never take it via the oil of Yesh Mayan. The neshamas were created, Yesh Mayan was created at the initial creation of the world. But it did not have a tzura, a form that prepared it to enter the guf. He says is that the same way a guf has limbs and the neshama also has, as we said, whatever's down here is connected upstairs. He says the neshama also has it. But when it was created in the beginning of Bria, it wasn't prepared to go into the human being because it didn't have that tzura. We say Ata Barasa, the Rosh Hashanah created, that's the initial creation of the Neshama. Shehi Belil Avisha Tzuras, it didn't have a Tzura at that point. Rak Mukhan Lakab Tzura, Kemoi Hayule Shehiskir, Ambam Shem Chach, Meyov Machar Yisiris, Litzayeba Tzur Shtuchal Lissavish Vigo. And then he prepared it that it's going to be able to, it's going to have the Ka'ain, limbs, and Machivom Shishagin that should go into the Goth. So, a little bit of an understanding of perhaps of what a neshama is. We'll continue next week. But what is a neshama? Neshama is the soul, the candle that's supposed to light, illuminate our way in this world. And our goal is to have our guf become negligent, become bottled to our neshama like Moshe Benedict.